lot of tight races ahead of the midterms. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. One big race is in Pennsylvania between Democratic Senate candidate John Fetterman and Republican opponent Mehmet Oz.
Due to remaining issues processing speech, Fetterman will be relying on closed captions during the debate. Oz has questioned if Fetterman is well enough to perform the job and will likely have to balance that thought while also trying not to appear insensitive on stage. Another toss-up, Georgia's Senate race, where Senator Raphael Warnock is facing off against Republican candidate Herschel Walker. This week, former President Obama will head to the Peach State to rally support for Warnock and Stacey Abrams in her lagging attempt to unseat Governor Brian Kemp. The former president will also head to Detroit to campaign for Governor Gretchen Whitmer there, who leads Republican challenger Tudor Dixon, although by a slimmer margin than she had.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. A big issue ahead of the midterms is illegal immigration. Democratic Texas Senator Henry Cuellar is among those who disagree with the Biden administration calling the border secure.
No, the border is not secure. When you have 1.7 million individuals last year and another 2.7, that's over 4.5 million individuals encountered at the border. Plus, if you add the getaways, that's going to be over 5 million individuals in just 2 years.
Cuellar on Fox News Sunday. With inflation weighing on voters' minds, there's some good news from oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg on gas prices.
After jumping about 21 cents per gallon in the prior two-week period, now in these 2 weeks, the price is heading down again. Gasoline prices are 7 cents lower than they were, and the new average is $3.92 per gallon.
Lundberg says prices may go even lower at the pump if oil prices continue to fall. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Police in Texas are still trying to determine why a gunman opened fire, killing two nurses at a Methodist Dallas Medical Center yesterday.
The two nurses were working in the labor and delivery wing. A Methodist hospital security officer shot the suspect, who is identified as 30-year-old Nestor Hernandez, who is currently on parole for aggravated robbery and had an active ankle monitor on at the time of the shooting. Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia calling the tragic killing a failure of the justice system. Hernandez was transported to another hospital for treatment. His condition and whether he remains hospitalized is unclear, but we do know he has been arrested on capital murder charges. Methodist Health System releasing a statement saying it is, quote, heartbroken at the loss of two of our beloved team members. Our entire organization is grieving this unimaginable tragedy.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Michigan police announcing a family of four who have been missing since last weekend has been found safe.
The Fremont Police Department Sunday confirming the Sirigliano family had been successfully located in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, more than 9 hours away by car from their home. Authorities have been searching for Anthony Sirigliano, his wife Suzette, and their two sons, Brandon and Noah, after a 911 call on October 16th where Anthony exhibited paranoid behaviors. The family leaving behind Suzette's elderly mother and their pets turning off their cell phones and hitting the road, with witnesses offering tips to cops on their whereabouts, including a confirmed sighting in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Fremont police adding that they have now closed their investigation. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A California judge has ruled in favor of a bakery owner in Bakersfield who refused to make wedding cakes for a same-sex couple because it violated her Christian beliefs. The State Department of Fair Housing and Employment had sued the bakery, arguing the owner intentionally discriminated against the couple in violation of state law. The judge ruled that the owner acted lawfully while upholding her beliefs. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.